All right.
Yeah.
You've been so good of late. What are you driving?
I'm going to be good again. I'm saving some up for you for later on. But anyway, no, gasoline. Okay, the 2023 GMC Canyon four-wheel drive AT4X crew cab. Neat-looking compact truck. A little 2.7 liter turbo, but it's pumping out 310 horsepower, 7,700 pounds of towing, which is pretty cool for something that size. And it's ready to get off the road. It's got special shocks, a differential driver selectable, full locking front diff, full locking rear diff, trailer brake controller, two-speed transfer case, all those goodies, wireless charging inside, hitch view camera, which really helps out. Very comfortable, eight-way driver power seat, power lumbar driver seat, heated steering wheel, which I really like, driver and front passenger heated seats, 120-volt outlet in the bed, which I really appreciate. This one has some sexy black high-gloss 17-inch wheels on it, a lot of LED stuff, front red recovery hooks are sort of stylish, a lot of safety equipment, including rear park assist, rear cross traffic braking, rear pedestrian alert, and blind zone steering assist. But very capable on and off the road. But this one was so tricked out. It had a beautiful red and white interior. And my only thing was like, why? Because the armrest in the back is white leather in a truck. Get that sweaty arm down on that white leather. Oh, it looks good, though, for a while. Anyhow, this one loaded to the gills is 58. I mean, it's just really, really good looking. Good, solid ride for a vehicle this size. This one is volcanic red on the outside and an obsidian rush interior. Ooh. 16 miles per gallon city and highway. I don't know how it does that, but it does it. But neat vehicle, the 2023 GMC Canyon four-wheel drive ATX 4X crew cab.
Can't you see some guy, big burly guy, get out of his truck and go, my interior?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, because not too many big guys are going to be in this one. Like you wouldn't fit in the back seat.
Oh, really?
No.
Take the front seats out.
Huh? Yeah, right.
Maybe.
About it, yeah.
All right. We're going to move from on or off-road. Oh, just a side note.
Yes.
I'm seeing more and more anti-post on social media about EVs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the reality is starting to set in.
Well, plus we're being forced. That's the point. The push. And people getting fed up with that.
People keep on being fed up.
There you go.
And make a difference. All right, we're going to take a break. Bob Zeglin, Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor. He's going to set us straight on the upcoming whitetail buck rut.